You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, Bob.
Hello, Robert.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. It is Friday. And
that's
just
a Hey
after
Bob
11:45.
Hey, Bob.
It is time to win off the field. The Hey Bob remix, which I have not heard yet,
is
perfect.
Great.
Is that new, Thommy? Did you just unveil this today? When did this come about?
I just did it on the fly there.
That's a Hey Bob remix.
I liked it.
That's awesome.
More Hey Bob remixes. I'm good with those. So, Danny, how are you winning off the field? This is something we've been doing for a couple of years, and the way that we do this is we just count our blessings, if you will. Hashtag blessed. These are non-work endeavors, nothing major. You're having a baby. You got married. You got engaged. Cool. Too big a deal. Little teeny
winning
tiny things. You found a dollar in your wallet. We're doing this for Bruce, boys and girls. So tell us how you're winning off the field.
It is for Bruce. And sometimes, Grant, the best way to explain something to folks is not necessarily how to do it, but how not to do it. I can give you an example.
Geez. When did you start loving this bit so much?
Well, this one actually isn't about me. It's about a young gentleman who went viral.
Danny Rauer.
No, it's not about that guy. It's about somebody that went viral for the exact wrong reason. He's a Howard University student for how long? We don't know. I feel weird about saying his name. I don't know if I should, but just know that his name has become very popular across these United States. I can't say his name, right, Dar?
Absolutely not.
You can, but I have a disappointing update for you after you're done telling the story.
Oh, well,
Well,
hold on, Watson. Here's how the story goes. So a gentleman tweets this, the following thing.
Danny Rauer.
No, it's not what he said. Let me finish what he said. This professor graded tests next to me the entire flight. If there's a blank blank at Howard, you failed the bleep out your midterm. That tweet goes out. The kid whose name is mentioned in that tweet responds to the tweet with three periods. He found out that he failed his midterm via some guy that tweeted on a flight sitting next to the Howard University professor.
I want you to know it's over.
So therefore, he is not
winning off the field.
I see how you did that.
That's the story.
What's the DAR update?
Is there an UMSO news desk update?
So, both of the somebody else claimed to do it as well. They're both fake accounts. They both changed their name to Taiwan Jones. Neither of them are Taiwan.
So the whole thing is fake?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, great.
Wait, explain that to me, Dar. So the person that said if there's a Taiwan Jones made it up?
No,
or the person
that guy
that
didn't make it up. The person that responded and did the dot, dot, dot is just fishing for retweets, and he's actually somebody else.
Got you. But
sorry, Danny.
This kid actually did fail his midterm.
Some kid did, yes.
So some kid with his name. So this guy, at old_Orleans, this professor graded test next to me the entire flight. If there's a Taiwan Jones at Howard, boy, you failed the bleep out your midterm with a frowny face. And so I guess a fake Taiwan Jones then.
That's funny.
Howard. It says Howard class of 19. I would say probably not given your midterm grades. But I guess that's a fake Taiwan Jones.
So, I had a thought, and I've lost it. So let's move on.
Me too, Ray. Let's move on.
I'll move on, Ray,
Thanks, buddy, if you want
me to. I'm winning off the field because I'm going to sleep in Virginia, which is doing great, tonight in my own bed for the first time.
I agree that this is Virginia. We're proud and we're inclusive.
Yeah.
What I don't agree with you is that we're doing great.
Well, you're wrong about that because Virginia's been doing great for a long time. I'm going to sleep in my own bed tonight, Danny.
Mm.
Remember, we went to Chicago together.
Yep.
Winning off the field.
Thank you. We were there for, was that four nights, three nights?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we left on Wednesday. Yeah.
Okay. So three nights. So I was home like Wednesday, Thursday, and then back on the road for what has been now over a week. So we're talking two of the last nine nights I've slept in my bed. Tonight's going to make 3 out of 10. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field?
It's a lot of travel for your guy.
It's too much, man. It pretty much guarantees you're going to get a cold. You know what I mean? That kind of stuff away.
By the way, normally I have, and somehow with all of the mold in Chicago
There's
and air
so
conditioners
mold.
Everywhere, I have not. Dusty's going to be shocked to hear that.
You're not slated to make the start come Monday, but then we'll announce right before that you will, in fact, start on Monday.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Coach Tom. So let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. The bat signal went up. That means Rich and only first up and winning off the field. Rich, how are you doing it?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Bob.
Dar just poo-pooed all over your store, Danny. That was hysterical.
Of course he did. Of course he did. But it's information, and the UMSO news desk deals in information.
They can I say this, too, before Rich continues?
Yes.
Dar takes so much pride in letting us finish whatever story we found, and then, like, I don't know what that category is of being plugged in on stories that are making their way around social media, but Dar leads the league in following them. So he loves being like, actually, here's the latest.
Hey, Kimbo, this is Brendan.
We have the grassroots level story.
He does that.
Well, anyway, winning off the field, getting ready to do a big fire pit with the weekend and all that kind of stuff this week.
Yes, Rich.
I was going to go to the grocery store. Someone had cut a tree down right behind my house. I have to pay for zero firewood. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
Nicely done, Richard. Nicely done, my friend. You know what's underrated, Jeeps? Fire. The ability to control fire is awesome. Like, wildfire's terrible, awful, tragedy stuff. We all know that. Like, in California, just terrible stuff happens all the time with brush fires and whatever else. But, like, having a fireplace, like a fire pit, is so money.
So, I've thought long and hard about when I become a real-life adult and have the ability to have a fireplace, if I would want one.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they would be too much work. And, like, the idea of a fireplace is one of those things that is way better. So I went to Walmart, and I bought a space heater that looks like a fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can kind of, like, turn up the, like, basically the brightness of the fake fire.
What does that
and
mean?
And it heats the room, and I feel like that's kind of the best of everything.
Did you wear it in the studio with your shoes and socks off like LeVar would during the summertime?
That's real interesting.
Let's go to Pete in Falls Church. Pete, how are you winning off the field?
Gentlemen,
hey, Bob.
Great day yesterday.
Indeed, sir.
Doing great in Virginia and in Falls Church. Anyway,
dude, Falls Church is doing great, but I disagree with you that we are doing great.
What I don't agree with you.
He doesn't agree.
Is that we're doing great.
What's up, Pete?
So I'm going to a local drugstore to and I go in and see my favorite nuts, wasabi nuts, on the shelf. I have to pay full price. I go up to the self-checkout. I scan it. And rather than paying $8, I see them come in at like $1.96. I go back and buy every can on the shelf. Therefore, I am winning off the field.
Wasabi nuts are awesome, by the way.
Oh, man.
Absolutely, Coach Gruden. They are delicious. Do you feel about, how do you feel, what do you feel better about, Rob Kelly or wasabi nuts? What do you like better?
Oh, man. I love Rob Kelly.
That's Rob Kelly.
Yeah, you got to go with Rob Kelly.
Let's go to Hank in Vienna. God dang it, Bobby. What's up, Hank?
I'm winning off the field because I just got back from a tour of Normandy, D-Day beaches, and the Band of Brothers.
Wow.
With my son, my adult son. I'm 58. He's 30. And just seeing Normandy and, you know, all of the cemetery over there and just what all of those young men and, you know, 70 years ago did for all of us. It was just great. Something my son and I have been thinking of doing for about 20 years.
That's a trip of a lifetime there, Hank. Appreciate that.
Winning off the field. Incredible.
Let's go to Colin in Upper Marlboro. Colin, close us out.
Yeah, I had a pack of 8 mini donuts for breakfast this morning on my way to work, and I dropped one. I thought I lost it in the abyss underneath my seat. And then when I pull up to work this morning, I get out of the car, and there's that extra donut between my legs. So therefore, I'm winning off the field.
Winning off the field.
And therefore, you ate an 8th donut, didn't you? Of course you did.
He did. I like the dichotomy between, like, going to the beaches of Normandy and then the next guy, like, found a donut.
You know,
I like
what,
how diverse our segment is.
I'm going to be
He's
honest
a fun
with you.
Guy.
That donut call is kind of the whole point of the segment.
Yeah.
That's kind of why we do this.
Sometimes
he's Danny
you overshoot.
I'm Grant, the Beltway Blitz at noon on The Fan.
Guys, Danny Ruya here for my pals at Tedbert Ford. Go to Tedbert Ford. Just do this. Will you make the right decision? It's the best decision you can.
Danny Rauer.
I went there, and so did Danny Rauer, my alter ego. Both of us got cars. We got two in the Ruye family. Danny Rauer got one, and I got one. Danny Ruye drives the Ford Fusion. Oh, it is awesome. It's charging.
He's a fun guy.
Well, Danny Rauer's fun. Danny Ruye, kind of a stick in the mud, but he did like going to the gas station. Danny Ruye doesn't like going to the gas station. No, he doesn't. So we stopped doing it. I've been twice since I got my Ford Fusion.
This is all mouth.
No, it's not. It's great gas mileage, lady. It's great gas mileage is what it is. It's efficient because of the electrical energy that I use. I charge my car. I don't charge my credit card at the gas station. That's a Thom Daily original line
I
right
think
there.
I flipped you.
Yeah, you probably did. I probably did with how brilliant this advertisement is. You're thinking, what car dealership do I use? I flipped you thinking about Ted Britford.
What does that mean?
It means you should go get there and get a great deal on a car because the 2017s are almost out. It's time for them to go. You're going to get a great deal on it. And when you buy from Ted Britford, new, pre-owned, doesn't matter. Anything less than 100,000 miles, you get Ted Britt for life. That's lifetime coverage. Powertrain, big stuff. Little stuff like Virginia State inspection. They'll replace your windshield if it cracks. The point of the dude's story is this. Ted Britt Ford makes the deals the other guys can't. I've been there. You should go to there and tell them Danny sent you.
You want to take this outside? Because I think they can bring cameras outside.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.